Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klach of Aleph, Simon Gimel. Chayyadim says, "Afal Bikain in Biriyevet over Zmana, Mutalomer Habrochus Achli Shaya." If a person did not say Shema in the proper time, so he's davening now after 1/3 of the day, after 3 hours, you have a right to continue to say Shema with the brachas until Shlish Hayom Shushoachas. So you get one more. You get 4 hours. A person did not say Birchas Kriya Shema within the time frame of 1/3 of the day, which is 4 hours. So that's it. So he can't say Birchas Kriya Shema anymore. So that's what the Chayyadim Paskin. The Chayyadim Paskin is that the Saif Zman for Birchas Kriya Shema is after the 4 hours. Now, by tefillah of Shacharis, there actually are two zmanim. It has to be the chatzkila completed before the fourth hour is ended. And if he didn't do so, he has the right to daven until chatzos. And we say that the halacha is that he has, even though he doesn't have schar of tefillah of zmano, he has schar tefillah. It's still called the time of Shacharis. So he davened the tefillah of Shacharis. He did not say Shacharis in the appropriate time. So we're tying in the Birchas Kriya Shema as part of tefillah, also has this four hour window and not longer. However, the Bir Halacha brings the opinion of the Mishkanos Yaakov. That he says that you have it till chatzos. He also brings an opinion of the Rambam, you have the whole day. We don't pass like the Rambam. He says that the Rambam is not considered accepted in halacha. But what about until chatzos? The Mishnah Berurah says, in the case of an oinus, a person that had a valid reason why he couldn't say Kriya Shema and say Berachas Kriya Shema until this late in the morning, it's ready after 4 hours. But if he had a valid good oinus which forced him to not daven earlier, so that situation, a person could say Birchas Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch Rav also says that a person could say Birchas Kriya Shema until Chatzos. So in a case of necessity, a person, Mishnah Berurah comes out, a person can rely on that opinion. We say that we divide the day into 12 hours, and we talk about a third of the day or a quarter of the day. At what point in time do we calculate the day from? So it's quite well known that the Vilna Gaon says you calculate from sunrise to sunset. That's also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So for these purposes, we calculate the third of the day or a fourth of the day, or the 12 hours, are all calculated from sunrise to sunset. However, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, which fleshes that out, is that you calculate it from the beginning of the day. When is the halacha beginning of the day? From Amud HaShachar is the beginning of the day. Halacha HaShachar is the beginning of the day. And when is the end of the day? So now, the end of the day is very clear in halacha when the day starts. The day starts by Halacha HaShachar. When the day ends, it's much more complicated, because there's a period of Ben Hashmashas, which applies at nighttime. It does not apply by daytime. So daytime, we're just discussing, it's all within the same day of the Jewish calendar. The question is it night or day? So night or day, once it's Halacha HaShachar, it's considered daytime. When the sun sets, we're talking about going into the next day, when the first day ends and the second day starts, is not so clear. There's a period of time known as Ben Hashmashas. And then there's Hesek HaChavim. So the Chayyadim says you calculate these hours from Halacha HaShachar to Hesek HaChavim, which is Varai Laila. Until then, during Ben Hashmashas, it's a suffix if it's Laila. So we could have argued that you calculate the day from Halacha HaShachar until Shkia. And actually, there's an opinion like that. You calculate from Halacha HaShachar until Shkia. Halacha HaShachar is Varayom. Shkia is when day possibly ends. He says, no, even during the time which is doubtful whether it's considered day or night, whether it's doubtful it's considered part of this day or not, we use it as part of our calculation for the mitzvahs of the Yom. Exactly when it says Hesek HaChavim, That is a good question, and we'll leave that for the next year.